Good afternoon. So we are bringing, with the Feast of Christ the King, a close to this church year. We'll start next Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent, and there we'll be following St. Mark's Gospel for the year ahead. We have been following Matthew's Gospel this year. And Christ the King is kind of the capstone of the year. We started with anticipation of his birth in Advent, his birth at Christmas. We saw him as he did his public ministry, teaching and preaching and healing. We followed him along the journey of his passion to his suffering and dying, and then his rising. This last summer, we've spent the time through Matthew's gospel with him as he taught, as he helped us to see what's truly important. And we end up with today acknowledging that Christ the King is what is truly important. So this last year we had St. Matthew's Gospel, and we end up then every third year with this Gospel that we had today, Matthew 25. It's really a shame it doesn't come much more often. I believe that it is the teaching of Christ that came most from his heart. It is that which he most wanted us to hear and understand about what's important in this life. Why are we here? What are we supposed to do? It's from his heart. You might look on it as the final exam of life, right? Before you get into heaven, what's important? Well, it's not how many rosaries you said, or were you faithful about going to Mass. It's, did you feed those who are hungry? Did you give drink to those who are thirsty? That's all that's on the exam, okay? It's not really a final exam. It's a parable. And rather than talking about the end of the world or the end of our life, Jesus claims that the King appears in the guise of every needy person. And we judge ourselves in our response to them. We judge ourselves in our response to them. The coming of Christ is not some future event, but an everyday occurrence in our lives today. So the kingdom is not about obeying laws or saying prayers. It's about covenant relationships. It's about love. We are united to each other in bonds, so we are responsible for each other. Assistance given to those in need as much as there is need. Given in ordinary acts, giving food or drink, shelter or clothing. Spending time with someone who might be lonely or afraid. Patiently waiting with someone who's elderly. Thanking those who risk their life in service. The kingdom of God is established piece by piece through simple acts of kindness. Not random acts, but deliberate acts, a deliberate way of life. This is the kingdom, then, that we establish during our lifetime and into which we are welcomed at its end. Our first reading, God is speaking as a shepherd. He says, I myself will shepherd my people. God seeks to find and to heal. And that is why Christ came. It is also why he sends us. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. We do this in many ways, in part through the corporal works of mercy as described in our gospel today. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. Delightfully, this time of year, there are food drives and food banks that are very busy. But you know, people are hungry all year long. They have to eat. And we are responsible for our brothers and sisters. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Third world water is still one of the leading causes of disease and death. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. There is a lot of infighting and political fighting about refugees these days, people who are fleeing violence and a lack of hope, trying to provide for themselves and for their families with just life and its basics itself. We're seeing people being moved throughout the planet by the millions. We can make room for them in our life. And even closer to home, welcoming the stranger, I'm thinking of the poor clerks in the stores, how much they have to work this time of year, how they could use a friendly face. I was naked and you clothed me. Do you know that we have 5 times more clothing in our closets now than just back in the 80s? I'll bet you got some stuff in your closet that somebody else could use, especially cold weather gear for those who have to live or work or travel out there. I was ill and you cared for me. And there are many kinds of illnesses, not just those that affect the body, but the mind as well. There are victims of abuse, PTSD, and so forth. We could care for them, be compassionate with them. I was in prison, and you visited me. And you know there are many kinds of prisons. People who are lonely, people who are shut-ins, people in nursing homes. Recently, Pope Francis went on a journey, and he visited Mongolia. Yeah, Mongolia, of all places. Situated precariously between China and Russia, the home of Genghis Khan, he went to visit there with its 1,450 Catholics. Amazing. Out of 3 million people. Not very many. But his visit there was a kind of icon for us. A reminder to us that people are important not because the world thinks they are important, not because of their numbers or their power or their wealth, not because of what we can get in return. We help the poor not because they're worthy, but because they are our brothers and our sisters, because we see the face of Christ in them. Now, on this feast of Christ the King, these readings are chosen to focus on Christ himself. It is he who rules over us, just as a shepherd lovingly tends his sheep. Our King is a personal protector and provider, not an impersonal authority, and is particularly attentive to those who are needy, to those who are injured or sick, to those who suffer. And though he does judge between one sheep and another, it is as a caring shepherd. A shepherd doesn't punish his sheep or his goats. He cares for them. He protects them. He feeds them. He heals them. This is a different king and a different kingdom than this world has ever known. Now, in our second reading, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, offering us this confident expectation that God's rule will prevail. The impact of Jesus on human history and society. In Christ, all are brought back to life, all restored to their proper place in the harmony of God's rule. Through him, the kingdom will come on earth. In our opening prayer, we asked, Almighty and ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant that the whole of creation may be set free from slavery and render your majesty's service, ceaselessly proclaiming your praise. How do we do this? Well, it's the same advice Jesus gave to Peter. Tend my lambs, feed my sheep.